This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Homeowners, there are a few things to tie off yet in terms of your lawn management to finish out this growing season. We'll get into those right now with K-State Research and Extension turfgrass horticulturist Jared Hoyle. And Jared, one of the things that's on the minds of folks right now, especially with the rainfall we've had this past month or so, the explosion of weeds in our yards. And do we still have time to deal with those?
Yes, that's correct. With it getting a little cooler, summer annual weeds have died off with the frost, but we're starting to see some chickweed and henbit, some of these winter annual weeds starting to pop up with the rains, and even maybe a little residual dandelion here or there that may have stuck through the summertime or didn't get killed with the earlier application. They're starting to pop in the lawns, and so now is a good time to go out with a broadleaf herbicide and get them before it gets too cold.
And we still have a fairly decent window of time to pull this off, right? Up until the next freeze, what?
Yes, I think you still got a pretty good amount of time, just especially with one of those warmer days, you can go out and spray them. Make sure that if you did overseed a cool season lawn that you've mown it the correct amount of times, or it's the amount of days recommended on the label that has been emerged from the lawn, so you don't injure any newly seeded stuff. But you do have still a good amount of time. Before it gets cold, really cold again, you'll be okay.
And as far as product selection goes, there are several options that'll work. Right?
There are several options out there. Any of those three-way selectives that have multiple synthetic auxin herbicides in it work really well on like the chickweed and henbit. And it's the optimal time for dandelion in the fall too.
One can treat some of these weeds in the spring, but fall application really gives you a leg up on these. So get out there and put down that last herbicide treatment of the season on those late emerging weeds. And speaking of which, for those with fescue lawns, they might want to be thinking about the final fertilization of the fall too, you say?
That's correct. We call this a winterizer fertilizer application, but there's nothing in particular special about it. It is just the final application right before the fescue goes dormant. It helps hold that green color in it. You definitely want to use a quick release source, not a slow release, because you want the plant to use it up and store it now before going into winter, where if you used a slow release, it'd be releasing through the winter and the plant wouldn't be taken up. So this will be the last application that you would be going out with. Right about now, October, November, and that'll really hold the green color in the fescue lawn throughout the wintertime.
You mentioned a quick release product here. What if one wanted to go the weed and feed route? Do we find products that'll suit this need?
There are products out there that are weed and feed. I would recommend looking at the rate on that product to make sure that if you're applying the weed and feed or the herbicide rate, that you're getting the enough nitrogen that you need to put down. And vice versa, if you put enough nitrogen down, are you getting enough weed and feed? They are good, but just make sure that that ratio is right so you can get that herbicide rate correct and that nitrogen rate correct.
And speaking of nitrogen rate, any standard number to go by there?
Well, for fescue, we're looking at 3 pounds of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet for the total fall application. So right now, if you've done your earlier applications, maybe you did a pound, now would be, you know, your last pound of a quick release you would put out. Maybe you didn't get out earlier and you did a pound and a half. Still stick to that 1 pound because we're closing in on that window where that fescue is not going to be absorbing much more. So if you apply more, you're not going to get much more out of it anyway. So right now, a pound would be really good to finish out the season of actual nitrogen.
But the total for the season, for the fall, 3 pounds per thousand.
3 pounds would have been September, October, November-ish. Yep.
So we'll be heading into the winter, and if folks follow these basic steps, their lawn ought to be all set for the ultimate change in the weather.
That is correct. It's a good time to put your lawn to sleep, so to say, and do the maintenance on your lawnmower and your oil changes and get it ready and put it up so it's ready to go for next year as well.
Jared, thank you, as always, for coming over.
Thank you.
That's turfgrass horticulturist Jared Hoyle of K-State. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over the K-State Radio Network.